The Hustle Daily Show, hosted by Zachary Crockett, Jacob Cohen, Rob Litterist, and Juliet Bennett Ryla, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, which is also the home of the Side Hustle Pro podcast. It's the audio destination for business professionals, and the Hustle Daily Show brings you a daily dose of irreverent, offbeat, and informative takes on business and tech news. I love it because I can get up to speed on everything going on in business and tech in under 20 minutes. Just the other day, I listened to their episode called Is Lemon 8 the Next TikTok? I had no idea that the parent company for TikTok was rolling out a brand new app, and this episode got me together with all of the info, and it can do the same for you. So listen to the Hustle Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here. So it's quarter two of 2023, which means it's time for us to have a check-in. I want to know, how did you do with your side hustle goals in 2023? By the way, I have taken a lot of notes for this episode. So if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see me glancing at my notes, but it's because we have a lot to cover. So for most people, I know the first 3 months of the year probably flew by. You're like, what happened? Did I even get a chance to, you know, write down, much less go after my goals? And if you're like me and your new year started on February 1st, the first year of Black History Month, then you definitely were running out of time in Q1, right? All right, so let's talk about it. I think that, well, I know that in order for us to get anything accomplished this year, we're going to need to be more accountable, hold ourselves accountable. So here's what I have planned for April. So all this month, I'm going to be sharing my strategies in particularly the area of online marketing and content for your business, because I know this is what trips up a lot of people. When we start our side hustles, we start it, and then it's like, how do we get people to know about it? So I particularly want to start this quarter with these lessons so you can take it and apply it and have a more successful Q2 than you did Q1. I don't know, maybe you had a very successful Q1. Maybe the first 3 months of the year, you accomplished a lot. This doesn't apply to you, but I still think we could all get better at this, because actually these reminders are ones that I go back to when I'm like, okay, I need to pick it up. They're areas that, they're things that you know, we all know this, right? They're things that you know, but you don't always apply the things that you know. So all this month, I'll be sharing my strategies for growing your side hustles, aka your side businesses, online. And by the way, you should also head over to sidehustlepro.co/start here to grab your free side hustle guide. So in this guide, it's a 15-page download, and I go over everything you need to know to get your side hustle up and running. So make sure you've downloaded that freebie so that, you know, if you have any questions about how do I get started, how do I launch, how do I all of that, that freebie covers it. So go download that and then come back here. All right. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/start here. All right. So let's get into the topic for today. The first topic of April. I guess you could say Side Hustle Bootcamp is back in session. So the first lesson of April is going to be on how to create content for your business in less than 1 hour a week. Again, if you see me on YouTube, make sure you watch this episode on YouTube. You'll see that I'm looking at my notes because I've jotted down everything that you need to know about this and everything that's come to mind for me. And these are actually based on recent conversations with friends and family. So I definitely know that these are areas I need to touch on. All right. So I'm going to be sharing 4 tips. And these 4 tips are things that you really need to hone in on if you want to be strategic and also be efficient with how you create content for your business. You're no longer going to be in the space where you overthink things, where you're afraid to just put something out there and have it flop. Okay. It's okay if it's flopping. Like, you need to just start that momentum of doing in order to see progress and also to see results. So tip number one, throw out the rules you learned in corporate America. There are no rules. When it comes to content creation, You do not have to be this buttoned up professional. You don't have to grab a suit. You don't have to grab that dress you got that you used to wear into the office. None of that, okay? That is the first thing that's holding a lot of people back, because we are trying to be this person that we think we need to be online. We're trying to be this person that we used to put on when we go into the office. Or if you're currently still in the office, you are trying to be this person that you put on when you go into the meetings, that you put on when you present to your boss and your colleagues. Leave her at the door. Leave him at the door. That's not who you need to be. You don't need to be anybody but yourself. So the cool thing about creating content online is that the most successful people and the most success that you'll have is when you show up just as yourself. And I really mean that. It's not just some like cliche talk. I really mean that you have to show up, turn on the camera, start speaking. You can have an outline of what you want to say, but stop talking like a robot. And stop talking like this person who's being graded on their performance skills, that's being graded on their presentation skills. Stop talking like that person. So the first thing you have to do is remember that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to show up like this person that you've been showing up for years. Just let that person go, all right? And you don't have to be this polished, buttoned up person that you were taught to be in school. So it's okay if you trip over your words. Don't cut the camera. Don't start over again. If you were to do that, you'll probably keep recording for, you know, it'll probably take you way longer to record one little Instagram clip than it needs to. So you don't have to start recording and then, you know, start over if you make some kind of blooper. If you want, yes, you can edit that out with some kind of editing app, but don't stop talking because of that. And remember to just talk to people like you're having a conversation. That's something that I try to do with this podcast and my solo episodes. Like, yes, I have my bullet points. I'm actually looking at my camera and I'm looking at my notes simultaneously just to make sure I don't miss anything. But when I am talking, I am doing so in a way that I would have a conversation with any of my friends or any of my family. It's no longer like the Nikayla bringing a, you know, 25 point slide deck into a meeting and I have to, you know, present it and I'm worried about what they're going to say on my performance review later on down the line. Like, none of that is relevant to creating content online. So that's tip number one. Just clear the air, throw out the rules you learned in corporate America. There are no rules. And those rules from corporate America definitely do not apply to creating content for your business online. Tip number two is building off of tip number one and how you need to be conversational. Tip number two is that you should have someone in mind when you are creating content. When you're speaking, you should actually have someone in mind that has that question that you're answering or has that concern that you're addressing or whatever it is that you're making content about. You need to think about the subject matter and also who the subject of that message is, who's the recipient. And if you can't think of them, chances are your content is kind of just something you're putting out because you think that's what you're supposed to put out. But if you really sit down and say to yourself, okay, I'm a podcaster, for example, and I'm recording something. If I'm recording something related to how to be a podcaster or how to start podcasting, I am thinking about a specific person who asked me a specific question because I get so many of those. As I'm creating this episode and I'm thinking about how to create content online and fast and how to get out of your own head, I'm thinking of two people, and you probably know who you are if you're listening to this, but I'm thinking of you guys because we've had this conversation. And so as I'm speaking, I'm kind of summarizing some of the tips I've shared with you, and I'm adding on some new ones. And so that makes it really easy for me to have a conversational flow and speak to you like a normal person and not like a robot. Emphasis on not like a robot. This theme will keep coming up because I know you've seen it and you probably may have felt it in some of your early videos. I definitely look back at some of my early videos and see myself talking like a robot. But that comfort with the camera comes from doing, getting your reps in. The more reps that you get in, the better you get. And it really helps when you just feel like you're talking to your friend on the other end of the camera. So that's number two. Have someone in mind when you're speaking, and this will help you to be more natural and more engaging on camera. Are you sick and tired of wasting your precious time on tedious tasks like pulling reports, rewriting blog posts, and trying to personalize countless prospecting emails? Well, say no more, because I've got some new AI tools that are going to blow your mind. Introducing HubSpot's newest AI tools, Content Assistant and ChatSpot. So Content Assistant uses the power of OpenAI's GPT-3 model to help you create content outlines, outreach emails, and even web page copy in just seconds. And in case that wasn't enough, they created ChatSpot, which is a conversational growth assistant that connects to your HubSpot CRM for unbeatable support. With chat-based commands, you can manage contacts, run reports, and even ask for status updates. The easy-to-use CRM just got even easier. Head to HubSpot.com/artificial-intelligence to get early access today. All right, y'all, it's 2023, so I know that you've either started or are thinking about starting a podcast. And if you have thought about starting one, deep down inside, you're probably hoping that you'll be able to make money or get more customers for your business, right? Well, I'm here for it. It's totally doable. I started my podcast in 2016. I've grown it to over 9 million downloads and was able to quit my job and work full-time as a podcaster with the money I make from podcasting. And I want to show you how to do it. So register at podcastmoguls.com for my next free masterclass, and I'll be teaching you what you need to know before you launch your show, a quick and easy way to grow your show fast, and how to actually make money from podcasting, and how to set yourself up to get there. So again, register at podcastmoguls.com, and I will see you in class. Tip number three. Ooh, I actually have five tips to share. I think I said four at first. Okay. Tip number three is to batch your content. I'm actually doing this as I speak. I'm recording four solo episodes today. So what does it mean to batch your content? You probably know what the word batch means. You probably have heard this phrase before. So specifically for me, it means creating days of the week when I record. And because I know those are my days when I record, I prepare multiple pieces of content that I want to shoot that day. So I might do, you know, a few reels, and this doesn't have to be crazy over the top, like 10, 20, 30. There's some people who are like, record all your content for the month in a day. I think that's a little bit too much, but if that works for you too, cool. But just make sure that you're not just recording one piece of content, because the fact of the matter is, in order to record good content, you also have to be in a good mental space that day. You have to really be feeling good vibes that day. And you're not always feeling good vibes, right? You might have woken up that day. You might feel more cranky. You know, it might be raining and dreary, and that might affect your mood. So when you're in a good recording space, make sure you take advantage of it by recording more than one thing. So if you have a couple of reels in mind, map them out. Okay, what do I want to wear? What do I want to say? Where do I want to shoot them? Okay, cool. Boom. Then when it's time to get that batch content together, you know exactly what you're going to do. Same thing that I'm doing today. Like, I am batch recording some episodes. I'm going to, you know, change it to a different outfit for each one. So y'all might not be able to tell that I recorded them on the same day, or you might, because I told you, but I'm going to make sure that I knock them out. And I had that in my head from Friday, actually. I started my outlines, I prepped in my materials, and this is what I'm going to be doing. So that's tip number three, batch your content. So set aside a specific day to record all the videos you want to post for the following week or two. Spend the rest of the week preparing your thoughts and writing a quick outline. And when it's time to film, you can concentrate on filming. Once you're done filming, start planning your next batch recording day. I know that, and I'll talk about this in tip number four, but I know for some of us that spontaneity does not come easily. So we really have to plan ahead. And sometimes if you think too much, you can overplan. So by having to do a few videos, it forces you to not overplan, because you're not going to get through all of them if you are overthinking it for one video. If it's taking you hours to film one reel, one TikTok, then you're not going to get through it. And that defeats the point of a batch content day. So this process allows you to think about it, plan about it, but not overplan, if you get what I mean. Tip number four is to create a quick on-camera uniform and get ready routine. All right, so In line with the end of tip number three, we talked about sometimes you can overthink and start overplanning the video. And one of the things that most of us overthink is how we look on camera. We scrutinize our appearance. We don't like things. We don't feel good enough to get on camera. And then we never end up picking up the camera. If you let yourself, you will always find something that you can nitpick. And that is besides the point. Your appearance and how you look on camera is the least important thing about the content you are making. It is the least important thing. However, I know how we all get, and I know that this can serve as a mental block for some people. So my tip to overcome this is to plan your quick uniforms that you can wear on camera and some quick things that you can do to get ready. So for example, the other day, like beginning of this year, I bought like 10 of the same dresses in different colors. And I don't know if you notice, again, you gotta check out Side Hustle Pro on YouTube, but I just keep rotating these dresses, okay? They kind of blend in with my brand color. So when I'm posting the video for the episode, you know, it doesn't take away from Side Hustle Pro colors. It just, you know, I like to be bright and vibrant, and I know that. So I purchased these dresses. It wasn't anything expensive. It was from Shein, if I'm being real, okay? Because I was like, I'm tired of not knowing what to wear. Like there are days when I'm exhausted. Maybe my son, you know, he might have had a bout where he was out of school for 2 days. I'm like feeling rough, all this other stuff. And then I have an interview coming up. I don't want to cancel it. So I need to be able to get ready fast and not spend too much time getting ready physically, but just really be getting ready mentally, knowing what I want to ask the guests, being caught up on their story. So that means that that's the least important thing that I need to be spending my time on. So I know each and every time it's time to record content, time to record an episode, I know I'm grabbing one of these dresses. And then the second thing is your makeup routine. Like if you are someone who likes to wear makeup, then just think of the baseline thing that you can do. If that makes you feel better on camera, it's definitely not necessary. If you don't want to do that, like I'm not telling you, you have to wear makeup. But if you, like myself, my minimum requirement, I need concealer and I need some eyebrows. All right. So I know that that is what I'm going to put on, concealer, eyebrows, and some lip gloss. Make sure you know your minimum get ready routine and keep it simple. Keep it simple so you can hop on camera anytime you need to. But having a batch day is definitely helpful. But then when you have a batch day, you already know what you're going to wear. One of these, you know, 1 to 5 things. I'm going to quickly put on some eyebrows and concealer, and then I'm going to start. I'm going to press record and I'm going to start. So tip number 4, again, create a quick on-camera uniform and get ready routine. Don't overthink what you wear on camera. Have a go-to outfit that you always wear. Similarly, don't feel like you need to go all out with makeup or anything else, hair, none of that. You'd be surprised how little people are paying attention to that. They're paying attention to what you say, especially if you have captions on the screen, which you should. I highly recommend having captions for all your content. And if you have a heading on top of your video content, all right. And if you feel like you need a little something, again, just put on whatever it is you need, whether it's concealer, tinted moisturizer, whatever you need to just feel presentable, but don't feel like you need to be a full on beat every time you get on camera. A matter of fact, that kind of work against you because you don't want to look overly polished. People want to feel like they're talking, having a down to earth conversation with a regular person. So that's tip number 4, create a quick on-camera uniform and get ready routine. And finally, tip number 5 is to use quick tools for content creation. So I like to grab my iPhone. I currently have an iPhone 12 Pro Max. It's not even the, you know, the latest one. And then the key to that is wipe off your camera lens to make sure your videos are clear. There's so many people who, I know this might seem like old, outdated info, but there are a lot of people who forget, okay? So wipe off that camera lens every time before you're about to hit record. Then grab a small tripod to keep your phone steady. So don't just have it leaning against something just to be able to prop it up at the level that you want. Then get a small tripod. And by the way, I will link to my favorite equipment, my Amazon list, in the description box. So go ahead and scroll down to the description box. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on your podcast app, you'll see the description box with the links. Another big tip, guys, make sure you're using a light source to make sure your videos are well lit. That does have to work for you, okay? Having really good lighting. So this could be if you are in front of a window. So, you know, make sure that you're facing the window and then you have your camera facing you so that it's lighting you up like as if it's a ring light. And if you can't record during the day because you're busy, obviously you're working, then get a good ring light. And I will link to my current favorite. I have used several throughout the last few years and I currently have one. I will link to it again in the description box. Just go ahead and scroll on down. And if you're recording anything with your laptop, like I'm currently recording this, I record my podcast via Riverside FM. Go to sidehustlepro.co/Riverside if you want to start recording with them. But I use an external camera. I use an external camera to record the visual aspect of my podcast. And this improves your visual quality 1,000%. And of course, I use an external microphone. I'll also link to some external microphones you can use on your iPhone or whatever phone you have if you want to record things like voiceovers and what have you. So those are some quick tools for content creation. Depending on the kind of content you're making, you may also want to use an editing tool. Just search the Apple App Store or, you know, the Google, the Android Store for an app that can help you edit quickly. A lot of people overthink things too, like captions. So for example, I get asked a lot about captions, and shout out to my editor, Chris, for the captions on my snippets from the episodes. But then when I'm uploading just a regular reel, I just use the captions from Instagram itself. So when you are in Instagram, if you click on the sticker button, there is something called captions, and then it will start to transcribe whatever it is you're saying in your video. And if you have any questions about that, feel free to hit me up on Instagram or email hi@sidehustlepro.co. If I can elaborate, help make anything easier for you, I'm happier to. Again, don't forget to go over to sidehustlepro.co/start here to refresh yourself on how to just get your side hustle up and running out the door. If you had a lull, if you felt discouraged in quarter one, it's not too late. It's only April, you guys, but we definitely have to check in and make sure that we are not getting stuck in our head and not doing all the things that we said we wanted to do this year. And I know creating more content for your business is probably on that list. So today I focused a lot on content around TikTok and Reels and video because I think that is a place where most recently a lot of people have been getting stuck and reaching out to me about and overthinking. And so I want to make sure we push through that. I don't think that most people get us stuck with just regular static posts that they don't have to have a visual for. So if you also struggle with that, again, let me know and I could create a part two to this. But that's where I'm going to leave it here for today's episode. So I hope these tips help you create amazing content for your business in less than 1 hour a week. Remember, don't overthink it. Just talk to people. Keep someone in mind who you're talking to. Prepare yourself. Have fun. All the links for my content tools are going to be included in the description box on all podcast apps and YouTube. And I'll talk to you next week with my next strategy. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.